The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Clonmel. A good national hunt card to look forward to there, with a Clonmel Oil Chase is their feature contest. We've also got a Grade 3 for the mares over fences as well, and plenty of good racing to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, I'm all right, actually, yeah. Not too bad at all today.
Good. It's a good day in Clonmel today.
It is, yeah. One of their big days. Clonmel Oil Chase, of course, the highlight, with the Mighty Clash headlined on the front of the Racing Post, sizing you up against the younger upstart, as it were, Champagne Fever. And then, of course, we've got the big race for the mares, the T.A. Morris Memorial, that Grade 3 contest, which has attracted a couple of British raiders as well.
Yeah. Nicky Henderson sent one over, hasn't he? And one or two others, Lucy Wadham as well. Let's start in the first race, Andy. Just before we get stuck into it, there's been rain in Clonmel, hasn't there? So
yeah.
The ground's going to be more testing than perhaps advertised.
Good point, well made.
Thanks. So let's get stuck into the action. The 12:55 is the first race, and we start here with a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and we have a heavy odds on favourite in the shape of Colalta Vic, who's 2-9 at the time of recording this, 6-1 for Virtuoso Rouge, 7-1 for the Mighty Milan. Why Not Thistle is 14s, and then 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Colalta Vic, Andy, very, very short at the top of the betting. Can you see why?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, this just really is an exercise in watching a good horse hopefully operate first time out of a hurdles before going on to much better things. I mean, he should win this without breaking sweat, to be honest, barring accidents, Colalta Vic. He was a horse that I held in the very highest regard last season after he won at Nace when he beat Golan Tiller, who, of course, was a previous runner-up in the Champion Bumper the year before. And I was getting really excited about his chances at Cheltenham. And although he ran really well in finishing sixth, to kind of like semi-justify my faith, I thought the ground was just a little bit too quick for him on that occasion. Alongside that as well, he was in deep, you know, against horses like Shane's Hill and Silver Concord. And then he was up against those horses again in the Grade 1 version at the Punchestown Festival. And again, quitting himself really well. He got beat a bit further on that occasion, but he's certainly no disgrace. Again, the ground would have been a little bit lively than what he requires. But he starts his hurdler campaign on soft ground, which he absolutely adores. The softer, in fact, the better. And this trip should suit him as well. He looks an absolute out-and-out galloper. I mean, you know, I'm not telling anything that nobody doesn't already know about this horse. 2-9 this morning with William Hill. He's virtually impossible to oppose. I'm not even going to bother trying to offer up anything else other than this race, because all eyes will be on Colalta Vic.
Okay, shouldn't have been. Can you see why it should have been? Can you see past him? And the answer is simply no. Would you have an opinion without the favourite in there, Andy, or is it just a case of just watch Colalta Vic win?
I wouldn't be going anywhere near Virtuoso Rouge.
Right.
I think he's a real dodgepot. He had the first time hold on last time out. I'd definitely put the fork in him. So, with that in mind, it probably would be the best option to go with the Mighty Milan.
Okay, well, he's 5-2 in the betting this morning without Colalta Vic, so
yeah,
not the worst price. The 125 is the second race, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, and the betting is headed by the Bold Becky, who's 7-2, 92 for County Champions, All Honours is 9-2, 5-1 for Cloudy Morning, Shares Are and Stay With It about 10-1, and then 12s or bigger for the others. A little bit more open this one, Andy. What do you like in the second race?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a consistent performer here at this track. I think course form is very much paramount at this venue. That's quite unique, the way they come charging down the top of the hill into the home straight. Doesn't suit all horses, but it'll definitely suit Cloudy Morning, my selection. And he's 5-1 with William Hill this morning. I think that's a decent each-way bet. He's run a series of consistent races here at this track, and he ran right up to his best here over this course 2 starts ago when he was third behind the very well-handicapped Shark Hanlon horse, Diamond Dame, and he chased that horse home again the other day at Thurles. It was a rather odd race for Cloudy Morning. Cloudy Morning's run style is often to be out the back door and then come with a light rattle. He's a particularly strong finisher, but he kind of ran a race back to front last time out because he was always up with the speed, and he actually found himself in front, jumping three out on the corner, and it was pretty inevitable that he was going to get outpaced or fade from that point because he'd run his race up to that juncture. But in all fairness, he still returned a good performance in finishing third. So he's clearly in good heart. He's only been out the frame two times here in six starts, and on one of those occasions he fell. But he loves the mud, he loves the track, and hopefully he'll revert to type and be held up this time by David Splane. So cloudy morning, each way, looks a decent bet in the second.
Okay, decent bet there then. The 155 is the third race on the card. This is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles, and Clara McLeod is the 11-4 market leader. A bit of money for Maker Track, who's 9-2 into 7-2, 11-2 for Memories of Milan, 7s for Off the Charts and Tulsa Jack, 8-1 for Leave the Light On, and 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you like in the 155?
Yeah, I'm going to let the speed figures guide me in the direction of my bet here. I'm going to go with Clara McLeod, the favourite. I thought he might have been a bit bigger, but one or two shooters have already mopped up some nice early prices about this horse. He ran an absolute stormer last time out at Cheltenham. I actually thought he might have been at the Paddy Power meeting because he was entered up there. So it's quite significant that Gordon Elliott keeps him on home soil, probably due to the fact that the ground's going to be in his favour because he does like plenty of give underfoot. But that third behind Sybarite at Prestbury Park on the 17th of October reads really well. Like I say, the overall time, the speed figure is very good, but noticeably as well, the sectional time, the circuit time I got was a really good effort because on the same card that day, there was two of the hurdles, the one won by Vincenti and another race won by Roman Flight. And by far and away, the best circuit time was the one achieved by Sybarite. So I'm desperate to get with this form. And there doesn't appear to be too many what I would consider massive improvers in this race. You do have horses like Maker Track with a bit of back class. Memories of Milan, who was involved in a slowly run race the last day, he could improve again with a quicker pace. But generally speaking, I didn't think this race was overly competitive. So I thought Clara McLeod stood out here, particularly on the numbers, and he'll do for me this morning at 11-4.
Okay, Clara McLeod in that one. Moving on to the big race of the afternoon, the 2.25, the Clonmel Oil Chase, which is a grade two over 2.5 miles, and it's billed as a match between Champagne Fever and Sizing Europe. Champagne Fever, last year's Arkle runner-up, is the 4-6 market leader. Sizing Europe, 7-4, made a winning reappearance after being retired, so shows he's in good heart still. Alderwood is 14s, Wadami, or Roydami, whichever you want to say, is 16s. 20s for Rathlin, 25-1 for Rialtmore, and Ruby Light. Firstly, Andy, do you see it as a match between the top two in the betting there?
I do, really. And reluctantly, with a heavy heart, I'm going to pass over Sizing Europe yet again, like most punters, I suppose. You know, everyone looks to oppose a 12-year-old that you constantly keep writing off and thinking he can't possibly do it again and rise to the occasion, but he keeps proving us wrong. And for those of us that backed Road to Riches last time out into even money favouritism, we couldn't get our breath that Henry de Bromhead's charge rolled back the years on his seasonal reappearance. And considering Road to Riches went on to win the big race at Dan Roll the other day by a huge margin, just shows you the achievement of offside in Europe at the ripe old age of 12. So he's still got plenty of fire in his belly. At his peak, of course, he was rated 177. Obviously, he's not quite as good nowadays, but certainly good enough to be competitive in these kind of events. But he is up against Champagne Fever today, who very much is the young pretender on the map. I think William Mullins will be hoping for another good season from this horse. Rather cruelly robbed of his main target last year at the Arkle, when he was a heavily back favourite. And he found the hooded first-time Western Warhorse, one of the shocks of the festival, coming up his blind side and nabbing him right on the line. Most punters then expected him to get his just rewards at Punchestown, but for one reason or another, he just didn't fire that day. It was a shocking run from him, uncharacteristic as well. And it's the first time he's ever been out the first three in his life. Albeit he was up against good, obviously good horses, as we've seen this season, Godzone and Moscow Man in the front two that day, both won subsequently. So, you know, we could slightly forgive him that. Reading Willie Mullins' comments as well in the trainer file the other day, now he's going to be up to trip. I think they're going to start to revert to different tactics on this horse, try and hold him up rather than blast him from the front. Give him a chance to settle into his races. It's noticeable as well that he's won his first race of the season on his last two campaigns, so he obviously goes really well fresh. It wouldn't surprise me if Sizing Europe again was to silence the doubters, but I'd have to be with Champagne Fever. I think he's a class act, and in the early part of the season, I think it's the time to catch him.
Okay. Champagne Fever then, and like I said, it will be interesting to see how they're riding, because I think one of the contributing factors to his defeat at the end of last season was the fact that he was taken on up front. He doesn't seem to like it, does he? So.
No, that's it, yeah. You're always hostage to fortune, aren't you? If you're trying to make the run, you go off with tactics such as that, and then something comes along and starts chivving you along. And with Ruby light in the race and one or two other front runners, you know, Rathlin likes to go along from the front. You know, he's going to be sort of hung out to dry if he tries to force it too hard.
Yeah, should be a good race. That's the 225 then. The 255 is the next race, and this is another good race. This is a grade 3 for the mares, over the fences, over 2.5 miles, and Unartiste heads the betting. Nikki Henderson's British Raider, 7-4 at the time of recording this. Bailey Babe is 4-1. Baby Shine, also 4-1. 6-1 for Our Katie. That's been nibbled from 8s. 14s into 9s for Jenny's Jewel. 14-1 for Kate's Benefit. And Definite Ruby and Elsie. And then 16s or bigger for the others. We do have a non-runner here as well. Painted Lady doesn't go in the 2.55. Plenty with chances here, Andy. A good race. So who do you like in the mares race?
Yeah, it is a good race, yeah. Interesting as money for Jenny's Jewel. I've sacked that horse. I just think she's got a touch of the slows nowadays. And people just keep backing her like constantly, and I can't quite work it out myself. I'm going to concentrate on the main three here. Obviously, Unartiste and Baby Shine, two UK Raiders, are going to take a big hand in this. You know, they've obviously been targeted for this race by their respective connections. There's not many Grade 3 stroke Grade 2s at this time of year over in England, so why not have a pop at a decent pot, you know, and then jump on the nearest ferry. Baby Shine, out of the two, would probably make the most appeal at the prices, because on her last visit to Ireland, she was in the process of beating a decent field, including Briley Babe, who was sent off a short price favourite. But unfortunately, she tipped up at the last when in control of the race. Her last run was a good one as well at Haydock. And with the Lucy Wadham camp going really well, I think 4-1's a big price for her. Certainly not ruling out Unartiste, who similarly is a decent performer in these kind of races. She was third on her last start in a good race at the Punchestown Festival. But I mentioned Briley Babe in dispatches there, and I think I'm going to put up Robert Tyner's charge each way here, around about the 4-1, 9-2 mark this morning. I'm pretty sure she'll be there or thereabouts. She goes really well when the mud's flying. Her only bad run, unfortunately, came at Limerick, which is a bit of a shock to the system. Don't know what was wrong with her that day, but she does go really well fresh, and she's already had a run like a month ago, just to call it blow away the cobwebs as well, in a hurdle race on Good Ground down in Wexford. It's obvious that Robert Tyne has had his eye on this race for quite a while. And she's already beaten Unartiste as well in the Grade 2. And, of course, that came last year at Thurles. So she's definitely no back number here, Briley Babe. And I would just about go with her each way. But, like I say, I think this is a toughie.
Yeah, tricky race. The 2.55. The 3.25 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. And Elegant Statesman is the 7-4 favourite this morning. Pumbaa is 2-1, was 7-2 earlier in the day. 7-2 for Angela's Money. Spot Fine is 8-1. And 11s for Luke's Benefit. And Whiskey Galore is a 16-1 outsider. Swift Mark is a non-runner here. So what are your thoughts on the 3.25, Andy?
Yeah, I think the best bet on the card runs here. Pumbaa, a horse that loves to dominate, that loves soft ground. And what we've seen on his two starts so far of offences, he jumps particularly well. He tried to make every post to win him one last time out at Galway, but he came up against a couple of nice horses in the shape of Cavite beating Mr. Hotelier, and they're fairly useful in this sphere. And I just think he got a bit outpaced at the end. The ground was really quick, or plenty quick enough as well, for Donald Cummins, who's 6-year-old. He does want the mud flying, as I say. And although, he tried to shake them off, the pace of those two other horses just caught him out in the latter stages. The fact that he's won 3 times going round Limerick as well indicates that the heavier the ground, the better. If you're winning round there, you're certainly renowned as a mud lark. And with further rain continuing to fall at Clonmel this morning, it's no great surprise to see this horse heavily backed on the morning tissues at the expense of Elegant Statesman, who beat the gallant front runner Old Supporter last time at Punchestown. But the ground would certainly be a slight issue for him, and I don't think his form is good enough to warrant him being favourite. Whereas I do think Pumbaa should be favourite, and I think probably will by the end of the off be heading the top of the market.
Yeah, if the early morning signs are anything to go by, he will be favourite pretty soon. The 3:55 is the seventh race on the card. We finish with a bumper over the extended 2 miles, and Pearl Diamond is 4-9, 5-2 for Railway Rule. Barbalicious is 10s, 18s for Catching Shadows, and Kennedy is the 25-1 outsider of the field. Another odds-on favourite in a bumper for Willie Mullins. Patrick Mullins doing the steering, Andy. Is it going to be a steering job, as the price suggests?
Possibly, although obviously Railway Rule, easy for me to say, might have something to say about that. He's already shown a fair level of form so far, particularly his run last time out at Wexford behind Beautiful Ben. But, you know, it's always difficult to oppose a Willie Mullins trained bumper horse that has got a nice pedigree. And, you know, although she didn't make the trainer file in the Racing Post, she's likely to be quite useful. The others don't look much cop. I mean, to be honest, five runner bumper race in Ireland is a real rare bird nowadays. They often have big fields. I'm not sure where all the horses are, to be perfectly honest. I wouldn't think that Pearl Diamond alone has scared everything off. But it's a race I'll probably just sit back and watch here. It's hard to make an accurate assessment of the race because you know, I'm just basically guessing and floundering as well for sort of inspiration, but I'll go with Pearl Diamond. I think it'll be a really good day for Willie Mullins. It wouldn't surprise me if he went through the card with all his runners. And judging by the activity in the market early, Champagne Fever and Kilalta Vic, you know, they're going to set it up quite nicely for the final filly.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Andy. Do you want to spin us through your selections one more time before you go?
Will do, yeah. Looks a decent enough day today at Clonmel. Action begins with the maiden hurdle where Kilalta Vic should get the Willie Mullins bandwagon rolling. The 125, I'm going to go for the course specialist each way, cloudy morning. Clara McLeod comes off the back of a good run last time out on the figures at Cheltenham, so he'll get my vote in the 155. Champagne Fever should follow in the footsteps of Saba Companionov, Eco Legionnaire, and win the Clonmel All Chase on seasonal reappearance. The big race from the Nair today is the 255, a real mouthwatering affair. You could fancy three or four, but Briley Brabe gets my vote. Pumbar is the best bet on the card. Hopefully he'll make all in the 325, particularly as the mud's flying. And in the final race, I'm going to go with Willie Mullins again with Pearl Diamond.
Fantastic. Good day in prospect in Clonmel this afternoon. Thanks very much, Andy, and enjoy the action.
Will do. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.